We all have dreams, goals, aspirations, but sometimes it feels like no matter how hard we try, they remain just out of reach. What if I told you the missing ingredient isn't more effort, but a shift in your emotional state? Today we're exploring the transformative power of feeling. We'll uncover how your emotions can either be roadblocks or rocket fuel on your journey to success. Get ready to harness the energy of your feelings and turn your dreams into reality. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button. Share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. Let's get started. 1. The Law of Consciousness. Your mind, the master creator. Ever heard the phrase, mind over matter? It's not just a motivational slogan, but a profound principle that underpins the very fabric of our existence. The law of consciousness proposes that our reality is a direct manifestation of our consciousness, our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and perceptions. Let's delve into this fascinating concept, blending everyday language with philosophical insights, and discover how we can harness its power to shape our lives. The world as a mirror, reflecting your inner reality. Imagine your mind as a painter's canvas. Every thought, every emotion, every belief is a brushstroke, contributing to the masterpiece of your life. The world you experience, the people you meet, the events that unfold, they're all reflections of the colors and textures you've painted on that canvas. The ancient Greek philosopher Plato spoke of a world of ideas, a realm of pure forms that exist beyond our physical senses. He suggested that our physical world is but a shadow, an imperfect reflection of this higher reality. Similarly, the law of consciousness proposes that our external world is a projection of our internal landscape. Conscious and subconscious, the dynamic duo. Think of your mind as an iceberg. The tip, the part you're aware of, is your conscious mind. It's where you make decisions, analyze information, and set goals. But lurking beneath the surface is the vast and mysterious subconscious. It's the repository of your beliefs, habits, and memories, and it plays a pivotal role in shaping your reality. The conscious mind is like the captain of a ship, charting the course. The subconscious is the powerful engine, propelling the ship forward. The conscious mind provides the direction, the intention, while the subconscious mind carries out the orders, manifesting those intentions into reality. The power of feeling, the emotional catalyst. It's not enough to simply think about what you want, you need to feel it. Emotions are the language of the subconscious. They're the fuel that powers the engine of creation. Imagine you're trying to manifest a new job. It's not enough to just think, "I want a new job." You need to visualize yourself in that job. Feel the excitement of the new challenge, the satisfaction of the work, the gratitude for the opportunity. The more vividly you can feel it, the stronger the impression you make on your subconscious, and the more likely it is to manifest in your reality. The mechanism of creation, from idea to reality. The law of consciousness operates through a simple yet profound process. 1. Idea. You have a desire, a wish, a goal. 2. Impression. You impress that idea upon your subconscious through the medium of feeling. You imagine and feel the reality of your desire as if it's already happening. 3. Expression. The subconscious, in its infinite wisdom, finds ways to express that idea into your physical reality. It's like planting a seed in the fertile soil of your subconscious mind. The seed is your desire, and the feeling you attach to it is the water and sunlight that nourish it. With consistent attention and care, that seed will sprout and grow into a beautiful manifestation. Real-life applications, the law in action. The law of consciousness isn't confined to the realm of abstract philosophy. It's a practical tool that you can apply to every area of your life. Health. If you constantly worry about getting sick, you're inadvertently feeding your subconscious with negative thoughts and emotions, which can manifest as physical ailments. But if you focus on feeling healthy, vibrant, and full of life, you're more likely to experience good health. Relationships. If you believe you're unworthy of love, or that you'll always attract the wrong people, your subconscious will create experiences that confirm those beliefs. But if you cultivate self-love and believe in your worthiness, you'll attract healthy and fulfilling relationships. Career. If you're plagued by self-doubt and fear of failure, your subconscious will create obstacles and setbacks. But if you believe in your abilities and visualize success, you'll open doors to opportunities and attract abundance. The challenge, mastering your inner world. The law of consciousness is simple in theory, but mastering it requires dedication and self-awareness. It's about taking responsibility for your thoughts and feelings and consciously choosing to focus on what you want to create, not what you fear. As the philosopher Lao Tzu said, "Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny." The bottom line, you are the creator of your reality. The law of consciousness empowers you to take control of your life's narrative. It reminds you that you're not a passive victim of circumstance, but an active participant in the creation of your reality. By choosing your thoughts and feelings wisely, you can manifest your dreams and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. So, what reality will you create today? What seeds will you plant in the garden of your mind? Remember, the power is within you. You are the master creator of your own life. Choose wisely and watch as your world transforms before your very eyes. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. 2. The gateway of sleep, unlocking the subconscious mind. We spend roughly one-third of our lives asleep. It's a time when our bodies rest and recharge. But what if sleep is more than just a biological necessity? What if it's a powerful tool for shaping our reality and manifesting our desires? Let's dive into this intriguing concept and explore the hidden potential of sleep. Sleep as a portal, entering the subconscious realm. Think of your mind as a vast ocean. The conscious mind is the surface, where thoughts and perceptions ripple and dance. But beneath the surface lies the vast depths of the subconscious. It's a realm of infinite possibilities, where dreams are born and desires take shape. Sleep is the gateway to the subconscious realm. It's a time when the conscious mind takes a back seat, allowing the subconscious to emerge and express itself. It's like stepping through a hidden door into a magical world where anything is possible. The Dreamweaver, your subconscious at work. The subconscious mind is a master weaver, creating the tapestry of your life based on the threads of your thoughts and feelings. During sleep, it weaves those threads into dreams, symbols, and metaphors, revealing your deepest desires and fears. The ancient Egyptians believed that dreams were messages from the gods, offering guidance and insight. Similarly, many spiritual traditions view dreams as a way to access the subconscious and connect with the divine. Modern psychology also recognizes the importance of dreams in understanding our inner world. The power of suggestion, planting the seeds of desire. Before you drift off to sleep, your mind is like fertile soil, ready to receive the seeds of your desires. What you focus on in those final moments before sleep can have a profound impact on your subconscious mind and ultimately your reality. Imagine you're trying to manifest a new job. Instead of scrolling through social media or worrying about your bills, spend a few minutes before bed visualizing yourself in your dream job. Feel the excitement, the satisfaction, the sense of accomplishment. Plant those seeds of success in your subconscious mind and watch them blossom as you sleep. The sleep-wake cycle, the dance of creation. The relationship between sleep and waking life is a dynamic dance of creation. What you impress upon your subconscious during sleep influences your thoughts, feelings, and actions when you're awake. And those thoughts, feelings, and actions in turn shape your experiences and create your reality. It's like a feedback loop. Your subconscious mind is constantly absorbing information from your waking life, processing it during sleep, and then presenting you with a new reality based on your internal state. By consciously choosing your thoughts and feelings before sleep, you can influence this process and create a more positive and fulfilling life. Real-life applications, from nightmares to dream jobs. The power of sleep isn't just theoretical. It has practical applications in every area of your life. Overcoming fears. If you're struggling with anxiety or fear, try visualizing yourself feeling calm and confident before bed. This can help reprogram your subconscious and reduce anxiety in your waking life. Healing relationships. If you're having conflicts with a loved one, imagine yourself having a loving and harmonious interaction with them before you sleep. This can help shift your perspective and improve your communication. Achieving goals. If you have a big dream, visualize yourself achieving it in vivid detail before bed. Feel the joy, the gratitude, the sense of accomplishment. This can motivate you to take action and create the reality you desire. The importance of self-care, nurturing your sleep. To harness the power of sleep, it's essential to prioritize good sleep hygiene. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid screens before bed, and create a comfortable sleep environment. Remember, quality sleep is an investment in your well-being and your ability to manifest your dreams. The bottom line: your dreams shape your reality. Sleep is more than just a time for rest. It's a time for creation, for transformation, for manifestation. By consciously choosing your thoughts and feelings before sleep, you can tap into the infinite power of your subconscious mind and create a life that truly reflects your desires. So tonight, as you lay your head down to rest, remember the power of your dreams. Visualize your ideal reality, feel it in your heart, and trust that your subconscious mind will weave those threads into the tapestry of your life. Sweet dreams and happy manifesting. 3. The power of prayer, beyond petitions and pleas. Let's talk about prayer. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is going to be a religious sermon, hold on a minute. We're not talking about the traditional image of kneeling and begging for favors. We're diving into a deeper understanding of prayer, one that resonates with both spiritual seekers and those who may not identify with organized religion. Prayer as a state of mind, more than just words. Imagine prayer not as a list of demands sent up to the heavens, but as a state of being, a deliberate shift in consciousness. It's about quieting the external noise, turning inward, and connecting with something greater than yourself. The ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras believed in the power of inner silence to access divine wisdom. Similarly, many spiritual traditions emphasize the importance of meditation and contemplation to connect with the deeper layers of consciousness. Even modern psychology recognizes the benefits of mindfulness and self-reflection for mental and emotional well-being. Beyond asking, preparing for reception. Prayer isn't just about asking for what you want. It's about preparing yourself to receive it. It's about aligning your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs with your desires so that you become a vibrational match for what you want to manifest. Think of it like tuning a radio. If you want to listen to a specific station, you need to adjust the dial until you find the right frequency. Similarly, if you want to manifest your desires, you need to adjust your inner frequency to match the vibration of what you want to attract. The power of belief, feeling the wish fulfilled. The key to effective prayer is belief. It's not just about hoping or wishing, it's about knowing with absolute certainty that your prayers are already answered. Neville Goddard, a prominent spiritual teacher, said, "The only condition required is that you believe that your prayers are already realized. When you pray, imagine and feel as if your desire is already fulfilled. This sends a powerful message to your subconscious mind, which then sets about creating the reality that matches your belief." The art of surrender, letting go of the how. Prayer isn't about forcing or controlling outcomes. It's about surrendering to a higher power, trusting that the universe will provide what you need in the perfect way and at the perfect time. The ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." When you pray, let go of the need to control the how and focus on the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Trust that the universe will orchestrate the details. Real life applications. Prayer in everyday life. Prayer isn't just for religious rituals. It's a tool you can use anytime, anywhere, to connect with your inner power and manifest your desires. Before a job interview, instead of worrying about the outcome, spend a few moments in prayer, visualizing yourself feeling confident, capable, and successful. Facing a challenge. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, take a moment to pray, connecting with your inner strength and wisdom. Trust that you have the resources to overcome any obstacle. Expressing gratitude. Even when things are going well, take time for prayer, expressing gratitude for your blessings and acknowledging the abundance in your life. Cultivating a prayerful mindset beyond words. Prayer isn't just about spoken or written words. It's about cultivating a state of mind that's open, receptive, and connected to something greater than yourself. You can practice prayer through meditation, mindfulness, spending time in nature, or engaging in creative activities. It's about finding what works for you and creating a daily practice that nourishes your soul and connects you with your inner power. The bottom line, prayer is a powerful tool for transformation. Prayer, in its essence, is a form of conscious creation. It's about aligning your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs with your desires, and then surrendering to the universe to bring them to fruition. It's a powerful tool for transformation, for healing, and for manifesting the life you truly want. So, whether you call it prayer, meditation, or simply intention setting, make it a part of your daily routine. Connect with your inner power, trust in the universe, and watch as your dreams unfold in miraculous ways. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "keep it up" in the comments below. 4. The alchemy of feeling, the heart of manifestation. Let's talk about feelings, not the fleeting emotions that come and go like the weather, but the deep resonant feelings that shape our reality. The kind of feelings that make your heart sing, your spirit soar, or your gut clench. These feelings, according to many spiritual and philosophical traditions, are the key to unlocking the power of manifestation. The power of feeling, beyond thought. Think of your mind as a garden. Thoughts are the seeds you plant, but feelings are the sunlight and water that nourish them. Without the warmth of emotion, those seeds will never sprout and grow into the reality you desire. The ancient Stoics recognized the power of emotions, but they also cautioned against being ruled by them. They advocated for a state of apatheia, often translated as equanimity or peace of mind. It's not about suppressing emotions, but about cultivating a balanced and harmonious inner state, where you're not swayed by fleeting passions or anxieties. Feeling is the secret, the bridge to the subconscious. The subconscious mind is like a vast ocean, teeming with creative potential. But to access that potential, you need to speak its language, and that language is feeling. Neville Goddard, a prominent spiritual teacher, famously said, "Feeling is the secret." He taught that your feelings are the bridge between your conscious desires and your subconscious creative power. The stronger and more vivid your feelings, the deeper the impression they make on your subconscious, and the more likely they are to manifest in your reality. The feeling of the wish. Fulfilled, the key to manifestation. It's not enough to simply want something. You need to feel as if you already have it. This is where the magic happens. Imagine you want to attract more abundance into your life. Instead of focusing on your lack, imagine yourself already living in abundance. Feel the gratitude, the joy, the freedom that comes with financial security. The more you can embody that feeling, the more you align your vibrational frequency with abundance, and the more likely you are to attract it into your life. Faith and feeling, two sides of the same coin. Faith, in the context of manifestation, is not blind belief. It's a deep inner knowing, a conviction that your desires are already fulfilled. And that conviction is rooted in feeling. The Bible says, "According to your faith, feeling, be it unto you." This suggests that your feelings are a powerful indicator of your faith, and that your faith, in turn, shapes your reality. The art of assumption, embodying your desires. To manifest your desires, you need to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. This means living and acting as if your desire is already a reality. If you want to be more confident, start carrying yourself with confidence. If you want to be more successful, start making decisions and taking actions from a place of success. The more you embody the feeling of your desire, the more you attract experiences that match that feeling. Real life alchemy, transforming your reality. The power of feeling isn't just theoretical. It has practical applications in every area of your life. Health. Instead of dwelling on illness, focus on feeling healthy and vibrant. Visualize yourself full of energy, enjoying your favorite activities. Relationships. Instead of feeling lonely or unloved, cultivate self-love and imagine yourself surrounded by loving and supportive people. Career. Instead of feeling stuck or unfulfilled, visualize yourself thriving in your dream job, feeling passionate and purposeful. The challenge: mastering your emotional state. Mastering your emotions is a lifelong journey. It's about becoming aware of your feelings, understanding their triggers, and choosing to focus on those that empower you and support your desires. As the philosopher Aristotle said, anyone can become angry, that is easy. But to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not easy. The same applies to all emotions. It's about cultivating emotional intelligence and using your feelings as a tool for creation, not destruction. The bottom line: your feelings shape your destiny. The power of feeling is immense. It's the key to unlocking the creative potential of your subconscious mind and manifesting your desires into reality. By mastering your emotional state and aligning your feelings with your dreams, you can create a life that's truly extraordinary. So, what feelings will you choose today? What reality will you create? Remember, the choice is yours. You are the artist of your own life. Paint it with the vibrant colors of your dreams and watch as your masterpiece unfolds before your very eyes. And there you have it, the incredible power of feeling. Remember, your emotions are not just fleeting sensations, they are the architects of your reality. So, choose your feelings wisely. Cultivate joy, gratitude, love, and abundance. Let go of fear, doubt, and negativity. Embrace the power within you to create the life you truly desire. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What feelings will you choose to cultivate today? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's inspire and uplift each other on this journey of manifestation. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the law of consciousness. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel for more insights on personal growth and transformation. Remember, you are the creator of your own reality. So go out there and feel your way to a life of joy, abundance, and fulfillment.